Yeah, Hamo, what we're seeing, well, not only in Queensland now, we've got other states in Queensland that are in lockdown. I think there's about 4 million people.
Perth and Northern Territory's locked down too.
Northern Territory as well. Obviously, Sydney's still in lockdown. And now Brisbane, and as you said, Townsville, Magnetic Island, and Palm Island. It is concerning, mate, and that's why, you know, Queensland and the Premier has done it a couple of times, and we know it's school holidays, and it was a really tough decision to make, but we had to make it because, you know, as we've seen, you know, what's happening in New South Wales at the minute is they're locked down for 2 weeks, and there's multiple people now with coronavirus with this Delta strain, so... yeah, it's the best course of action. Lock it down early and lock it in fast, and yeah, let's get it done.
Don't get complacent about sanitising. We can't be complacent, can we, mate?
No, we can't. And, you know, myself and my wife, we carry our own hand sanitiser with us. You know, if you go to a place like that and there is nothing there, particularly if you go to a food place, you know, an eatery or something, you're actually eating. It's, you need to make sure you either wash your hands or get that sanitizer, and you know, we have got a bit lax about, you know, we are Queenslanders. We, you know, we like to shake hands and like to hug.
Yeah.
We just got to be mindful that, you know, if one of these people, and this is how simple it was, that this young girl had the virus, was active, but then went out to the community for a couple of days, and then flew up to Townsville, then went to Magnetic Island, went to some markets, and then came home.
Yeah.
You just never know if someone is in your community or in this community or in any community spreading the virus.
Mate, she had the symptoms 10 days prior and works at a hospital. I mean, surely she should have known to get tested.
Well, absolutely. Well, should have known to get tested, should have gone and got, you know, vaccinations done, which is critical, which, you know, I'm a fitter and turner by trade. And, you know, this is really starting to get up my goat. One is to vaccinate people, and two is to look after quarantine, and both of those have been epic failure. We can't get people vaccinated. There's not enough vaccines around the place. I tried to get a vaccine done within the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
There's none of them. You can't get a spot. As I talk about, you know, quarantine facilities, you know, the only option is an old, used facility in Brisbane. When the Queensland government has put forward multiple options, of quarantining people outside of motels in the Brisbane CBD. Every one of these cases has now, because either people aren't vaccinated or they've been spread by hotel quarantine.
Yep.
You know, it's time to really get serious about this and really make a decision federally to get this decision done and get us all vaccinated as quick as possible and to sort out this bloody quarantine facility.
You'll keep everybody up to date on your Facebook page. We'll keep everybody up to date.
Yes.
On our Facebook page too. So feel free to share it with me, mate, and I'll be able to put it up on our Facebook page as well and through our news reports throughout the day too.
We do a cross feed every day on my post now, particularly when we're in these positions of the Premier's morning conferences.
Yep.
Keep people updated so they'll have an opportunity to hear firsthand what's going on.
Yeah.
And trying to, there's been a lot of questions being asked, and the problem with having multiple states in quarantine or in lockdown, we have Gladstone people, you know, that are in Darwin, that are in, have been in New South Wales, that are in. It's just trying to manage, you know, and get them that information of where they sit with, where they need to quarantine, or do they have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks? Can they do it in where they are? So there's multiple questions coming forward. Q Health is obviously the first response. There's a number there on Q Health. But we will try and answer through my Facebook page if anyone's got any, even if it's a simple question, to help them get through this and get an understanding.
Beautiful. And we'll keep up to date too, mate, every day. And just finally, mate, got a little bit of time left to talk about $1.8 million. Several sporting clubs in the region are going to share in that $1.8 million as part of the state government's COVID-19 economic recovery plan, eh? Which is great.
Yeah, great bit of news, Hamo. And as I said yesterday, the council and a couple of big companies put out a funding thing for different groups in Gladstone. This one that we've announced last week was mostly the sporting clubs in Gladstone.
Mm-hmm.
So 68 local non-profit sporting groups got a couple of grand, and it doesn't sound like much, but to those clubs, a couple of grand helps them out with either sporting gear, paying some of the rates off, paying some of their power bills, or whatever during this, helping get out of this crisis, as we've seen.
Yeah,
it all helped. So it was good that we could name 16 local clubs, and most of them are just good young clubs with England. So it's good to help out.
Yeah, in it. You got the full list here. I'll mention it later. Butch, thank you very much, mate. We'll catch up again tomorrow.
Thanks, Amo. Stay safe, everyone.
You too. There's our state member for Glasgow, Glenn Butcher, on 4CC.